Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalibukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. You know, I had a very interesting conversation with a startup founder the other day, and he said to me, you know what? I am so angry at myself. And I said, well, why? Why are you angry at yourself? And he said, you know what? The last business idea that I came up with failed. It failed miserably. It failed in a few months of me founding, me launching it. And I said, why? What happened? And he goes, I made the mistake of not copying a model that was already out there. I tried to do something new, something innovative, something different, and it failed miserably. So I've learned my lesson. I am never going to do anything like that again. What I'm going to do from now on is steal another business model, copy something that's already out there, and then systematize the heck out of it so that way that when I can figure it all out, then I can make it work better and faster and stronger, and I can actually sell it at a cheaper price than the competitors. And I'm going to do the exact same thing that they're going to do, but I'm just going to do it better. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really interesting. And if you think about it, there's tons of imitators out there. Almost everything is a copy of everything else. I mean, how many file storage providers are out there? There's Dropbox, there's Box, there's Google Drive, there's Microsoft OneDrive or whatever. And it's like they never end. And there's more and more all the time. And the funny thing is that they're still out there and they're still making money. And I think it was Box or Dropbox or one of these little ones just went IPO and they're doing all right. So how is it that we can have a world where we have hundreds of copycats out there still doing well, still making money, and actually have this startup founder come to me and say, you know what, I made a big mistake by not coming out with something new and interesting and different. I should have just copied what was out there. Now, it's interesting that he should say that, because a lot of what's super successful out there today really is just a copy of something else that somebody else have already done. I mean, have you seen that picture of Jeff Bezos like 20 years ago at his desk with this crappy sign behind him spray painted with Amazon.com on it, and he's just sitting there and there's a computer? I mean, he basically just copied a online bookstore. He built a bookstore online. He took a bookstore, like this is not rocket science, and he put it online. He sold books online. E-commerce is all selling stuff online, selling stuff that you normally buy offline in a store, selling online. I mean, if you think about Google, even Google, they had an interesting new algorithm, which was PageRank, but there was tons of search engines prior to that. There was AltaVista, there was Lycos, there was Yahoo, there was tons of other search engines that were algorithmically searching the web, but Google's the one that happened to win. And if you think about it, almost everything, and this is what I like to say sometimes, is that the internet is theft. Almost every idea, almost every concept, almost every startup, almost every successful company that's out there is a copy of something else that was done before. Facebook is a copy of MySpace. Instagram's a copy of this. Blah, blah, blah. They're all copies of something that happened to be launching at the wrong time, the wrong place, wrong set of features, wrong set of functionality. So timing has a lot to do with the success of an organization. It has really nothing to do whether it's a brand new, interesting new idea. So that's why a lot of companies probably turn around and say, you know what, innovation? Who the hell needs it? Who the hell needs innovation? Because we can be just as profitable copying somebody else's idea and just doing it better. Now I ask you, why is that a bad thing, right? Why is that a bad thing? If you just copy somebody else's idea and copy somebody else's idea and copy somebody else's, you may be profitable to a certain amount of time, but then you get to a point where that there's a decline. You can't have a file sharing services. At some point, you will hit a wall and those will no longer be useful or profitable or interesting to customers, and you have to do something different. The only question is, when? When is the market so fully saturated that you can't launch another copycat? So that startup founder that I was talking to, he did okay, because in that space, there wasn't that many copycats. But it's entirely possible that you could launch this product and say, well, this is great, and never go anywhere because you've hit the wall when it comes to not having too many of these particular kinds of companies. So that's the thing you got to look at. You got to look at, is there really a space for me that I can fit into as a copycat and still be profitable, or is the time for that past? Do we no longer need more copycat versions of these softwares? And maybe it never happens. Maybe it never gets to the point where you can't roll another box.com clone and still be able to make a few bucks off of it. Anyway, that's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.